It is now 8:50, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Let's head to the phone now and Hope Sports Information Director Alan Babbitt, your Hope Sports Report on a Monday morning. Happy Monday, Mr. Babbitt. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Dan, and what an action-packed weekend it was for Hope College Athletics. NCAA Swim Dive Championships wrapped up, and spring sports began heating up amid the snow that hopefully is our last winter dalliance of the year. We'll start in the pool. The Hope College women's swimming and diving team posted its third consecutive top 20 finish at Nationals, finishing 15th on Saturday in Greensboro, North Carolina. The Flying Dutch were able to add another couple of swims, second team All-America swims to help them on Friday and Saturday to be able to keep going there in the pool. On Saturday night, it was Sarah Krause in the 200 backstroke getting second team All-America, and Greta Gidley on in the 100 freestyle to add to her terrific meet. And then also on the women's side, on Friday, it was Lauren Ryle in the 200 breaststroke. So 15th place finish for the Flying Dutch. Flying Dutchmen finished 23rd in their nation, and that's their highest finish at Nationals since 2009. So a great effort from the Flying Dutchmen. That was capped on Saturday with All-America swims by Ben Canton, the Holland Christian product, in the 100-yard freestyle, as well as the 100 freestyle relay that included Colin Kaufman, a junior from Holland Christian, Graham Eisenman, and sophomore Henry Booker, a Hudsonville native. They were second-team All-America as well. And on the lacrosse field, it was a perfect weekend for Hope College Athletics as both the women's and the men's teams won. The Flying Dutch handed DePauw University its first loss of the season with a 20-14 victory. Flying Dutch erupted for nine third-quarter goals. Flying Dutch erupted nine third-quarter goals, and that made the difference. Attack led by Kerrigan Brown, who had four goals. Kaylee Randall had three, as did Julia Brown. Both Julia and Kaylee had two assists as well. As the Flying Dutch even their record at 3-3 with their most impressive game of the season. DePauw came into the game leading all Division III teams at 21.4 goals per game, but Flying Dutch defense came up big, and that offense was as well for the Flying Dutch in that victory. Hope College men's lacrosse team traveled across to the other side of Lake Michigan and earned an 11-6 victory over Carthage College. Flying Dutchmen outscored Carthage 6-0 in the second half to improve their record to 5-3. John Foster, Freddie Koplow, and Michael Mann led a balanced Hope attack with two goals apiece, and Jack Baumfurt was exceptional in goal for the Flying Dutchman. He made seven saves. Just a great defensive effort, really limiting Carthage's shots there. And so Flying Dutchman pick up a big win as they wind down a non-league play here very shortly. Great start to the MIAA tennis season for Hope College men's and women's tennis. Flying Dutchman traveled down to Albion and earned a 9-0 sweep Monday afternoon down at Albion. Evening, their overall record at 7-7, and they won for the fourth time in five games. Justin Fay leading the top of the lineup for the Flying Dutchman with that tremendous effort. They also just got going with doubles. Justin at number one doubles with Austin Bexford, Holland Christian product, and then Justin winning in straight sets at number one singles. On the women's side, Flying Dutch later in the day down at Albion also won 9-0, pushing their win streak to four games and improving to 10-3 overall. Annika Weber and Miyako Coffey swept their match at the number two flight as one of the many highlights for the Flying Dutch. And then it was all straight set wins for the Flying Dutch to complete the day for them. And now 2-0 overall in MIAA play. Hope College baseball team took one of three from a series at Milliken. Three close games, losing 11-8 on Friday, winning game one on Saturday 5-1, and losing the nightcap 5-4 on a walk-off hit in the bottom of the ninth. In that game one victory, Mason Belmore was sensational on the mound. Seven-plus innings allowed just just a solo home run and a couple other hits to improve his record to 3-1. Flying Dutchman got going, broke open the game with a four-run rally in the seventh inning that included sophomore left fielder Brendan Collins with a sacrifice fly, and then Nolan Gardner, the senior second baseman, delivered a two-run single for the big hit in that inning. And then it was Ian Sanders, the freshman reliever, came in to pick up his first save with another clutch performance on the mound. Flying Dutchman now 6-9 on the season. We'll head down to Manchester University this week before beginning MIAA play this weekend with a series against Trine University. Hope College men's golf team is in action today as the Flying Dutchman tee off down at the Garn Championship in Lexington, Kentucky, second consecutive season at this event. It's 36 holes today and 18 holes tomorrow. And then also, the Hope College softball team is in action this afternoon. Their doubleheader at Ohio Northern was postponed on Saturday because of weather, so they're going to try again today. That'll be a 2 o'clock start down in Ada, Ohio Northern. So 2 p.m. and roughly 4 p.m. as Flying Dutch look to continue their winning ways on the softball diamond.
Wow, Alan, baseball, softball, golf, spring sports are here. Let's just ask the weather to catch up to us. Alan Babbitt is Sports Information Director at Hope College. Daily sports reports with us on WHTC's Morning News. Alan, have a great day, and we look forward to your report tomorrow, sir.
Look forward to it as well. Go Hope.